Scant hours before, there had been three teams. 13 people, dispatched to breach the project's perimeter, destroy the stasis generator, and release the prisoners. The members of his Power Liberation Front cell who had fought beside him only a short time before, Titania, the Sandman, Volcana, were already dead. He wondered how many members of the other two teams were still alive. But while Magneto lived, Homo sapiens superior would not bow its neck to the pawns of petty tyrants. Not that he'd be alive much longer. Covering his retreat with a hail of projectiles and sparkling electromagnetic displays, Magneto retired across slagged and broken rubble in the direction of Silo South, knowing as he did that he was only delaying the inevitable. The mandroids were not advancing, which meant that the X-Men were about to mount a serious attack. And then, a miracle occurred. They burst from the top of the silo like strange sentient lava. Women dressed as rabbits and hawks and canaries and dominatrixes. Men dressed as frogs and flying rodents and insects and football players. In armor and flying under their own power, borne aloft by magic rings and enchanted hammers, carried by teammates and former enemies. Cyborgs and robots and aliens who had made the Earth their home. Mutants of every possible form and function, vigilantes and team players, pacifists and warhawks, capitalists and communists, kings and high school students. Captain America, the Black Bee, Dominic Fortune, Daredevil, Hawkeye, Mockingbird, Moon Knight, Tigra, Hellcat, the Black Panther, the Black Widow, the Black Cat, Iron Man, the Ghost Rider. They had nothing in common. They had everything in common. They'd been enemies and saints, traitors and martyrs, children. Some of them hadn't even called themselves superheroes. But in this moment, they were united by one thought that blazed through every mind, human and alien, mutant and metal. Fabian Stankiewicz, the Mechano-Marauder. Black Goliath, Iron Fist, Shang-Chi, Luke Cage, Hero for Hire. Prince Namor, the Submariner. Here with his old Avengers teammates Yellowjacket and the Wasp. Names that would live forever. Names that would be forgotten. Firebird and the Texas Twister. Cloak and Dagger. She-Hulk, Doc Samson. Nova, the Falcon, Nighthawk, the Gargoyle, the Torpedo. They'd been freed from a sleep that many of them were only now dimly beginning to comprehend had stretched for years, long enough to cut them off from their friends, their families, their missions, to destroy their lives. It was time for payback. And still they came, legends enough to bring the world back to life. And among them all, the brightly costumed form of the youngster known as the Air Skater, who had been the last to fall to the X-Men's evil plans and the first to be released, now took his place among the champions of the world. "Eric!" Aaliyah shouted. A brief thanksgiving filled Magneto. He'd thought the valiant freedom fighter from the future was dead. Perhaps the most sorrowful loss in a day of losses. "Flame on!" a voice shouted from behind her. There was no time even for Magneto to register his joy that the tide of battle had turned. Only a wash of heat, and then the first wave of heroes reached his position. The blazing body of the Human Torch flew past Magneto, shining like an earthbound sun. "You're safe," Magneto said as Aaliyah skidded to a stop in front of him, and swung her ion gun to mow down a pack of flanking mandroids. Her face was smudged with soot, but there was a feral light of triumph in her eyes. "We've won!" she shouted over the din of battle. "The stasis grid is down!" He'd allowed himself to be distracted from the confrontation for only a moment. When Magneto looked back toward the X-Men's line, the imprisoned paranormals whom Aaliyah had freed had moved to the attack in waves. The weathermongers among them seized control of the elements by means of technological and holy. In moments, the battle scene before Magneto's eyes was filled with a fine haze of mist. The ground trembled as Benjamin J. Grimm pounded toward the attack. At his side, the commanding red, white, and blue figure of America's conscience, Captain America. Overhead, silhouetted against the gathering clouds in the sky, angels and devils fought. The X-Man, known as the Angel, battled furiously against the red-clad Daredevil, who clung to his foe even as he tried to bring him down. There was a crack of gunfire, a chilling laugh that made Magneto's blood run cold even in the heat of battle.